This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we dive into the latest news and innovations from the world of Musk's groundbreaking ventures. I'm your host, Will Walden, and in today's episode, we're heading underground to explore the ambitious plans for the Boring Company's Loop expansion in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll discuss the proposed 65-mile tunnel network that aims to connect key destinations, including casinos, retail zones, and the University of Nevada, while also exploring the challenges and potential impact of this revolutionary transport system on Sin City. So sit back, relax, and join us as we journey beneath the streets of Vegas to uncover the details of Elon Musk's vision for a citywide underground transport system. Now, the Boring Company is raising the stakes in Las Vegas by proposing a substantial extension of its underground transport system, aiming to construct 65 miles of tunnels beneath the city. The plans recently filed with Vegas showcase an extension network of tunnels connecting casinos, retail areas, the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus, and even residential neighborhoods for the first time. And the ambitious transit system comprises 69 stations, 65 miles of tunnels, with an unspecified number of Tesla vehicles providing transportation through the tunnels. Now, if approved, a loop system and a station would be situated within a few blocks of almost any central Las Vegas location. The University of Nevada, the stadium, Harry Reid International Airport would all benefit from multiple stations, although none would directly serve the airport's passenger terminal. Now, this proposal also includes a tunnel running parallel to the Strip, with only a few stations, potentially allowing for high-speed express routes between the city's north and south areas. A similar artery would connect East and West Vegas, and the project's success depends on overcoming significant financial and logistical challenges in the future. It's going to transform the loop from a small campus transport system to a self-sustaining citywide transit network. Now, this is going to be a 15-minute city. Let me explain that a little bit. TBC's latest network map reveals an impressive system that would place a loop station within a few blocks of almost anywhere in central Las Vegas. The University of Nevada would be served by five stations, with the stadium, home of the Raiders NFL team, would receive additional links to the city's west. Now, Harry Reid Airport would be surrounded by several stations, though none would directly serve the passenger terminal. And a proposed tunnel would run parallel to the Strip with a few stations, potentially enabling a high-speed express route between the city's north and south areas. Another artery would connect East and West Las Vegas as well. Now, the first potential challenge is expanding the system from Clark County, where the Las Vegas Convention Center, the LVCC, and many Strip casinos are located, north to the city of Las Vegas. The city has its own regulations and permitting process that TBC must navigate, and there are indications that this process might not be worth it. It might not be smooth either. And on March 8th, a city engineer rejected TBC's initial structure engineering review for the proposed tunnels. TBC's tunnel design would allow buildings to be safely constructed above the tunnels, but only up to six stories. The engineer stated this was not acceptable to the city, which has additional development plans for the area. The engineer also noted that TBC's designs mixed empirical and Imperial and metric units and reference design standards and building codes from other countries. Building deeper or stronger tunnels to address Las Vegas's concerns would increase project costs overall. They have to fund this. They have to use money to do this. And TBC faces the challenge of funding the loop system without any public funds from construction or operation. And this is a rarity in public transportation, as most systems in the United States and around the world rely on some sort of public support. Instead, the loop system will pay a small fraction of its passenger revenues to the city and Clark County as rideship increases. Now, TBC raised $675 million in a Series C round last year, so they have some funding. Now, we don't really know what the leadership of this rideshare system is going to be doing, but the ridership figures are also unclear. The ridership figures for the loop system have been ambiguous at best. And in June, Las Vegas City Councilwoman Olivia Diaz reported that the loop system at the Las Vegas Convention Center had seen over 700,000 riders since it opened a year earlier. However, data extracted by TechCrunch from detailed ridership reports indicates that the system had transported just under 500,000 passengers between its opening and mid-July of 2022. Now, last week, the Boring Company announced that it had transported its 1 millionth passenger. The LVCC would not confirm that figure, and TBC did not respond to a request for comment at this point. Now, only a small portion of those riders between the Resorts World Casino and the LVCC were cash rides, with passengers paying a $1.50 trip. And the majority of rides on the LVCC campus were funded by payments the LVCC made to TBC, which included a fixed monthly payment and variable fees depending on the number of vehicles TBC operated. Figures for 2021 obtained through a public record request showed that the price per passenger trip at the convention center varied considerably depending on how busy LVCC was. In November of 2021, during the popular SEMA car show, the average payment per passenger was only $2.67. In September, a quieter month, the average cost for a 0.8-mile trip was about $23.72. Now, when fully operational, TBC says the loop could serve up to 57,000 passengers an hour, with sample fares and rates between $6 and $12 per trip. However, the franchise agreements with Clark County and the Las Vegas give TBC rein to set whatever fares it decides. Now, there's environmental concerns about this practice as well, and TBC is now based on the outskirts of Austin, where the company has built a factory to develop new boring machines and constructing test tunnels. Last year, it requested permission to discharge up to 142,500 gallons of treated wastewater directly into the Colorado River. Local residents didn't like that. They objected, filing nearly 200 protests ahead of public meeting, and one resident urged against letting, quote, a public resource become a private dumping ground so that a global elite can add to his profit margin. Now, TBC has reportedly already been served notice of two wastewater violations. Now, whatever technology is being developed in Austin, it likely does not involve self-driving vehicles, and the new planning documents make no mention of the autonomous vehicles that Musk initially promoted for the loop system there. The human drivers of the loop's Tesla Model X and Y vehicles are critical to the safety and evacuation plans that Clark County approved for the initial LVCC loop system, and the responsibilities include assisting passengers along roadways and into egress shafts in case of emergencies underground. While this will inevitably increase costs for TBC, it may reassure passengers concerned about ongoing investigations into Tesla's autopilot technologies, as well as giving drivers time to inform riders about their leader, Elon Musk. Now, there's some challenges, but they can be overcome. Now, to bring this proposed expansion to life, TBC needs to address Las Vegas's concerns about tunnel construction, secure funding without public assistance, and navigate the city's regulations and permitting process. The ambitious project seeks to make central Las Vegas a 15-minute city, with loop stations conveniently located near key destinations in the city. Now, despite the hurdles, the potential benefits of a citywide network are huge, and as the company continues to refine its technology and plans, the expansion could prove to be a game changer for Vegas and for transportation infrastructure across the whole United States. So there's crucial questions that aren't unanswered yet, and you know, will TBC be able to secure the necessary permits and approvals to do this? And how will they fund the project? Will they be able to handle the predicted ridership numbers while being safe and efficient? Well, that's yet to be seen. But there's an ambitious timeline of completing construction by February of 2024. So about a year from now. Now, I want to say thank you to everybody who's been joining up on our Patreon, patreon.com/stagezero. Thank you so much. Your continued support helps us keep growing this channel and keep growing this podcast. So I do appreciate you. Also, check out our Space YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod. If you're into space, SpaceX, and all things outer space. And thank you so much just for listening today. I'm happy that you're here. So if you could, if you like this episode, if you like more Elon Musk news, please hit the subscribe button. I appreciate you. My name is Will Walden. This has been the Elon Musk Podcast, and I'll see you in the next one.